hole, then the next man could shoot, you see, in an effort to win the game.
So
we simplified the game. It was simpler, and more could play it without getting fouled up, you see, than we could the old style.
Would you, you didn't put on the tape either, what you got for Christmas. What year was that, and what was the, what were the circumstances? Let's see.
Inez was born in 97 months. On the day she was born. That's a 10 through 1897. I may be wrong about that, the date, but it was in Grover Cleveland's administration. I think it was in his last administration. Now, if you want to run that down for your own benefit, you can consult some book. It was in his last administration that cotton went down that year to 4 cents per pound on the market. My father had cultivated his crop on the basis of selling at about 12 or 12.5 cents per pound. But cotton went down like a lead plummet. It was one of our depression years that we've had in our history. So the old man didn't have but just 395 pounds of limp cotton at 4 cents per pound to buy us three children a little bit for Christmas. The rest of it he had used to pay his debts. That was one thing that he would do. If he was able, he paid his debts. Well, that Christmas we had to go short on our Christmas toys. And I think it was 1897 that I got one little cap pistol, one stick of peppermint candy, one apple, one orange, and a little bag with the five 7 marbles in it. That's what I got for Christmas. The bag of marbles was a nickel. Peppermint candy was a penny. The pistol was a dime, I think. And the apple and orange, I don't know what they cost.
it's very interesting. A drop in the market like that would really make it very tough on the farmer.
Yes, sir.
I suppose many of them lost their farms.
They did. He did. I didn't go into that because no point in going into that. He lost his farm that winter. Mm-hmm. The man that he owed for the farm took it away from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other comments on the questionnaire? Is it too long?
No, I think not. I've enjoyed it. And I've tried to do the best I could with it.
Well, you did a fine job. I'm really very glad to talk to you.
Your memory when you get 82 years old is not quite as good as it was when you were 45.
Well, I'll tell you.
Memory like elephant.
I think your memory's better than mine, and I'm not 82 yet. So
the funny thing about it, I can't remember where I put my hat today. When I want it tomorrow.
Now that you've been through this questionnaire, could you tell me anybody else around town here who's